Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation.
Whew, he's finally dead. That was the toughest vampire lord I've fought in a while. Well, good thing he had so few minions. I couldn't afford to have such distractions. I wonder what's responsible for the recent uptick in vampire activity. Well, as much as I enjoy the business, having so much work is a bit worrisome. Well, hopefully it's not a sign of something greater. Well, in any case, my job is done for the night. Time to leave this courtyard. Ah, wait. Can't forget to sever the head. It'll make a nice trophy for when I return to the bounty office. Hey, is that a figure in the corner over there? It just moved. I must have missed one of these monstrous thralls. Well, that mistake will be easy enough to correct. Well, yes, this definitely looks like another vampire, but its behavior is peculiar. Since when do vampires cower in fear like this? It could be a trap. Hey, you there! Turn around and face me, you fiend! It didn't respond. What's going on here? You! Turn around! Now! I prefer to gaze into my enemy's eyes as I kill them. Well, isn't this a sight? Now your behavior is starting to make sense. You look vampiric, but also distinctly human. You must have just been turned recently. Poor thing. Even so, young fledglings like yourself usually lose their humanity and develop a lust for blood within moments. Why haven't you attacked me? You don't want to? Understandable. You must be one of the lucky few who didn't succumb right away. Well, I only kill monsters, and you are not yet one. So I'm afraid I must leave you to your fate. When the thirst for blood finally takes over, pray that a hunter like myself grants you a quick death. Farewell. This doesn't feel right. I shouldn't leave that poor lad in such a state. Is there nothing I can do? What about? Well, of course. How could I have forgotten? Lesser vampires tend to be submissive in nature, following the will of those more powerful than them. By default, they defer to the authority of the lord who turned them. But that fledgling no longer has anyone to follow. If I can convince him to submit to my authority, then perhaps I can help keep his vampirism in check. Psychologically, at least. It's worked before, and I am certain it can work again. You again. I've given the matter some thought, and have come up with a potential solution. Shh, do not be frightened. Feel the warmth of my hand on your shoulder. I will not hurt you, but I do ask that you place your trust in me. I'm a head or so taller than you, and I carry a battery of weapons, but do not let that scare you. I am here to help. Unfortunately, there is no cure for vampirism. Believe me, I've explored all possible avenues for creating such a thing. But all is not yet lost. With my help, you may be able to live some semblance of a normal life. Your situation is similar to that of a friend I once had. She and I hunted together for years. Until one night, she was turned during a surprise attack on our camp. She begged me not to put her out of her misery, but instead to use her as a means of learning more about vampires, their psychology, their physiology, everything that I possibly could learn. And so I honored her request. I built a laboratory underneath my house, and my friend willingly served as a lab rat of sorts, or a lab bat, if you will. Well, eventually, the last of her humanity faded away, and I was forced to destroy her. It was the most difficult thing I'd ever done. Thank you. I appreciate your sympathy, but that time is long past, and her death was not in vain. The data I collected from my observations and experiments proved to be invaluable and helped revolutionize the techniques that vampire hunters use today. That brings me to the potential solution that I spoke of. Most hunters still consider vampires to be irredeemable monsters, but I know that that is not the case. Not always. Your master is dead, which makes you a stray vampire that will wander aimlessly, threaten innocent people, and be killed by a hunter in due time. Unless someone took your master's place and helped keep your vampirism at bay. Yes, little one, someone like me. You are a beautiful young lad and deserve better than to slip into darkness. Oh, don't weep, dear. Come here. Let me hold you. Listen to my breathing. Yes, that's it. Everything is going to be all right. Just nuzzle your head into my chest. Good boy. Oh, I hope you don't mind me kissing your forehead, dear. Oh, you look so small in my arms. So adorable. Here, let me rub your back as well. Does that feel good? Are you more comfortable now? Did you just call me mistress? It's working. That's right, pet. Let your mistress take care of you. If you are a good boy and do what I say, I will reward you. But if you're bad, I'll have to punish you. Understood? You are a fast learner. Look up at me. I want to give you your first reward. A kiss on your soft, sweet lips. Still warm. Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. There is nothing wrong with being bashful. Would you like another kiss? Yes. Well, you will have to ask me nicely. Please, what? Good boy. Remember that I am your mistress from now on. Here, lean back, pet. I am going to straddle you. Place your forearms on my hips. That's it. I must admit, I'm more into this than I thought I'd be. You know, at first, I only wanted to take care of you. Now, I am enjoying grinding this sweet bulge of yours. Your bulge is getting even bigger, sweetie. Oh my. Good. That means we can have even more fun. All right. I can feel myself getting wet. Here, take your cock out. Yes, pet. I have plans for it. Oh, don't be nervous. I don't care how it looks. Oh, look at that. By the moonlight, I can see your cock looks delightful. Ah, has anyone ever held it in their hand before? No? Well then, you are in for a treat. Here, let me wet my hand. Oh, do you like it so far, pet? Yeah, having your cock stroked up and down. Don't forget my title. Good boy. I'm glad to hear it. Your mistress enjoys stroking your cock just as much. Yes, she most certainly does. Oh, goodness. Oh my, you are positively throbbing in my hand. Oh, look at you biting your lip. Are you trying to keep those moans in? Oh, let them out, darling. I want to hear them. Oh, good boy. You sound like an angel. Here, I'll speed up a bit. I want to hear more. You are leaking pre-cum. Well, it's starting to drip down my hand, still warm from your old body. Tell me, do you want your mistress to keep going? Or do you want her to make you come? It doesn't sound like you want it badly enough. Care to try again? Oh, such desperation in your voice. You're not the same timid vampire that you once were. Now you're my obedient little slut. Oh dear, your cock is twitching so much. Ah, yes, come for your mistress, pet. You have my permission. Yes, I know you're just about there. Let it all out. I want your cock to spurt all over my hand. Do it. Be a good boy and come for me. Yes. Yes, come for me now. Yeah. Yes, excellent. Oh, don't hold back, darling. Make sure my hand is completely covered. Oh. Yes. Oh, here's the last of it. Take a moment. You did very well. Oh, are you crying again? Oh. Oh, it's all right, sweetie. You don't need to. Oh, there are tears of joy. Oh, that's a relief. I want to help you purge every negative thought from your mind. Here, lie down. Yes, yeah, so I can get on top of you. Good boy. Here, let me remove these bridges. Oh. God. Always get stuck at the most random times. There we go. Well, you seem to be quite captivated by my appearance. I am flattered, little one. Your cock must be aching for me to lower myself onto it. Here, let me just rub my wet entrance in the head of your cock. Slowly take you in. You feel so good inside me and still warm. We'll have to see if you can keep this warmth in your body as we keep your vampirism at bay. Oh my, oh, it didn't take long for you to get hard again. It's true that vampires have practically no refractory period. Well, this is the first time that I've gotten to experience firsthand, and since I usually kill them right away. Oh, you mustn't like it when tall women tower over you like this, I can tell. Well, I do enjoy taking control of cute boys like you. Do you like that when I run my fingers down your chest? Oh, here, how about when I hold your chin firmly? Hold your gaze. Oh, you're looking bashful again, lowering your eyelashes. Adorable. That tells me everything I need to know. Oh, fuck. Starting to get close. Yes. What about you? Oh, good. Here, I'm going to start going faster. Yes, buck your hips up into mine. Match my rhythm. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. You're twitching again. Oh, are you ready to come inside me already? Oh, don't worry. We're a different species now. You can come inside me all you want. Do it for me, pet. I want us to come together. Yes, my domination over you will be complete. Yes. Oh, you want to hold hands? Oh, so sweet here. Oh. All right. Oh, God. I'm going to come. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes, don't let go of my hands. Oh, you, little one, have made your mistress very happy tonight. Kiss me. You are a magnificent creature. All right. I'm gonna put my britches back on. It's always taking them off that causes problems. Here, I'll help you up. Oh, careful, you almost fell over. Do you not know your own strength, my little vampire? And yet your legs seem a bit wobbly. I wonder why. I'm only teasing. Well, it's high time we left this place. Do you want me to carry you? Very well. Just put you right over my shoulders. My horse is not far away. The ride back to town will only take about an hour. I have a hood inside my satchel that you can put on in order to disguise your appearance. But truth be told, you might not even need it. You know, you're looking more human than you did when I first found you. Becoming your mistress may have worked out much better than I expected. Your fangs will be easy enough to conceal. Your skin is not pale enough to be suspicious. Yes, your future is looking bright, pet. And I will do all I can to ensure that it stays that way.